is our manager, you know, so whether I'm sticking with him or not, you know, I'm not changing any different mind than I had a year ago or whatever, you know. So he's our manager, and I just hope our supporters will understand me and trust me that we need to have patience, we need to stick together and grind ourselves out of these difficulties, okay? And at the same time, I recognize where we are. I'm very much sensitive. The last thing I want to do is having this kind of results, because we are in results business, and the manager is responsible for that as well as the rest of us. So, but at the same time, you know, I think it's the right thing to do what I'm doing, and I hope I get support from our supporters.
Have you given Dave any ultimatums about the future?
No, I don't operate like that, Andy. We don't give alternatives, to the manager or to anyone as far as that goes. He knows where he stands, and I know where we stand. You know, he knows that the pressure is on all of us, okay? Tremendous pressure, you know. Nobody planned the manager. Chief exec, vice chairman, myself, nobody wanted to be in position where we are, but we are in it, and we got to dig ourselves out of it. Simple as that, okay? And while we're doing this, he's still manager.
And do you believe he's the best man to help dig the team out of this situation?
Well, Andy, I don't want to go into all kind of, questions. As simple as that, as I said, he's our manager. If there is any changes in the future, you know, when that happens, if that happens, I'll give my supporters news on that to you people, and simple as that. Okay, right now, you know, we got to bring maybe another one or two players before the window. That's what we're concentrating now, and that's what we want our manager to concentrate and prepare the team the best possible way for the next game, which is Blackpool, and we try to win the game and start to get the points. If anything changes, you know, believe me, I will bring you up to date quickly and explain why, and we'll take it from there.
Milan, there's been some reports doing the rounds today that Sheffield Wednesday have agreed a loan with the agent Pini Zahavi and one of his companies. First of all, is that true? Secondly, what's the reasoning for that?
Well, first of all, Pini Zahavi, it's not directly from Pini Zahavi. It's not loan from him. It's just a guaranteed loan to Barclays Bank, okay, that is available to Sheffield Wednesday, okay? Yes, that from that standpoint, yes, but it's not loan from Pini Zahavi. It's not loan directly. It's guaranteed, bank guaranteed, because I need extraordinary cash to support the club. I couldn't react quickly from America, because I need to resolve some things there. It takes a long time. So I did it this way. It's nothing unusual as far as I'm concerned.
And how's this loan going to be used then?
Well, look, it's internal loan. I don't want to discuss publicly how we're going to spend it. It's going to be definitely for benefit of Sheffield Wednesday Football Club. Okay, pay the bills. We're bringing additional players. We have an extraordinary cost that we didn't have, and we don't have enough income as we projected or planned. So you got to bring the money, and I bring the money. Everything I take, whether it's the loan or take from my pocket, it's the same thing. I'm obligated and obliged to that, and I've been doing this now for 3 years, and it's not $1.5 million. It's going into a lot larger numbers as far as that goes. So I don't think my supporters should be concerned with that. They should be happy that I'm supporting the club, whether it's through the loan of other people or myself. It's the same thing.
Some are, though, and they'll see another loan into the club that's secured over Hillsborough. What would you say to those fans, just finally?
Well, I don't think they should have any concern with that. Again, I'm telling you over and over, I am responsible for that, you know, and for the loan. It's the same thing coming out of my pocket or coming from the loan where I'm responsible for that.
Okay.
There is a lot bigger investment. There's well over 20 million investment from myself. So you think I'm going to let go my investment go in vain before 1.5 million or for 2 million or 3 million or whatever is there? So I mean, we're now talking internal things and something that I'm responsible for, and I always feel for my responsibility. Properly, okay.
Okay, it would be remiss of me not to ask, because we don't get to speak to you regularly, Milan, but in terms of investment, takeovers, all that kind of thing. Is there any progress at all on that?
No, it's not the progress of that at all at this time, and you know, not too many people are walking around, you know, with the desire to buy the football club. While we are, you know, very big club and very great club, you know, there are no such appetite yet.